Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Let me ask you something. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let me ask you something, Leroy. I know that if the Panthers win tonight, most likely, it's going to mean a Conn Smythe for Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand. However, is there any chance we get Bob Shutout?
Bob Shutout to do it.
Could Bob work his way back in to the Conn Smythe? Because I'm looking at the Conn Smythe odds, and Bob was pretty juicy. And I was just throwing a little...
You think one more shutout is enough?
Plus 9,000?
Okay.
Four shutouts?
Does it hurt, necessarily?
Four shutouts. You shut out a clincher.
Yeah.
Shut out a clincher and let's say no goals tonight by Bennett. No assists. I don't want to root for that. I'm just saying, like, just theoretically, it sets up. No assists, no goals for Bennett or Marchand, but the Cats win, and Bob pitches a shutout. Or even a one goaler, but he's amazing. Any chance he sneaks in there? Because the odds say no.
I'm gonna say no.
Plus 9,000.
I'm gonna say no.
I would say that it's gonna be hard when you've talk about the amount of goals that Sam Bennett has.
Marchand,
right? And like. This whole final has been more about the great offensive shots and less about the great goalie stop.
But you can't deny that.
No, you can't. I'm just saying who's more worthy, right? When you look at the way the series has gone.
Mm-hmm.
This is not – if it had been like 5 games – or these first 5 games have been like one goal games with a million stops and 2-1 and just frantic. Then, yeah, I could see that.
He's plus 10,000 on the hard knock app.
I mean, you could take a flyer.
That's what I'm saying, right, baby? A little flyer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Just a little flyer, my boy Bob. I know it's probably. I know it's probably. Gonna go to Benny or Brad, and it probably should.
But if there's a shutout tonight and they don't do nothing,
I mean, a shutout?
Don't count it. Well, a shutout.
I mean, it could be some lasting image, you know, because keep in mind, it's throughout the playoffs. Bob's had, what, four?
That would be his fourth.
That would be his fourth shutout?
Mm-hmm.
What's the record? The record's like
The record's like 9, I think, or like 6.
Okay, so
it's
so,
not like
so,
the record, but that's still a lot of shutouts.
Yeah, but you're comparing it to the best ever, right? Like that would have to be.
Best. You don't have to compare it to the best ever. Schmiedlin says, "Hey, Colonel Sanders, stop counting your chickens." Oh, I'm not counting chickens. It's literally betting, Schmiedlin. How is one supposed to bet without counting some chickens and just thinking about scenarios? Is it greedy for me to do that?
One could
Bob's
say.
My guy.
One could say.
Bob is in fourth, though, in my opinion.
But behind who?
The two that you mentioned from the Cats, and you know how these people do. They're liable to put Draisaitl above Bob.
Well, that's how the odds are right now. It's Bennett as the favorite, Marchand, and then it's Draisaitl and McDavid, even Steven for the...
But how
why
these
is
two,
McDavid? How,
well, because it's all of the playoffs. That's why. And he has like 30...
No, but it's, you got to account also, like, if they come back and win, and you're going to bet, like, those are going to be the Oilers who win.
Right.
If I mean, like, look, if they lose in six, or even if they do that again, just throw that award in a fire if you do it again.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, last year, record break. All right. This year, kiss my ass. All right, you guys said not to bet Bob. I won't bet Bob. Like whatever. That. How about we mix it on up, huh? Nobody has any fun around here. We used to gamble on this show. Okay. We used to be a proper show that threw chili peppers to the wind.
Yeah, and then we only won one time when Jaime Jaquez did something cool. And I don't know if we won since.
I did it a six-team parlay on the first day of Bubble March Cats. Madness.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I only bet that because I bet spring training the day before because we were doing the show at the Hard Rock and we pushed.
That's great. So we've won two bets in 2 years, essentially. Not the best record, but anyways, let us dive into the mixed bag. Of course, as we know, everyone is following the Miami Heat and their hunt it's for Miami. Kevin Durant. Wow.
Why can't we mix up all the Cavs
and everyone is
a record amount.
When we're not focusing, of course, on acquiring Kevin Durant, we always have our eyes open for the next potential acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many names on the Tobin list of people.
Don't assume that I have a list. I don't like that. Don't say that I don't have a list.
I can name people on your list. You got Luka. We got
I would like if he didn't sign the extension this summer. That would be nice.
So many people on the list, including this young man, Ja Morant.
Oh, dunks, 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 dunks.
Well, don't get too excited.
Didn't they say he's not on the market?
Well, it's not even he anymore, apparently.
According to some tweets, Ja Morant posted, talking about the Grizz more than the finals with these cap emoji. Sources.
That means fake.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for breaking that down for
no
me.
No cap.
He says, and I'ma be in that 901 with a bear emoji. What does that mean?
Grizzlies.
Okay, no, don't tell me this is breaking things down.
So, oh, that's well. The area code of Memphis, I believe. Okay. Everybody knows the 901.
Yeah, everyone.
The Grizzlies, yeah.
Source me.
So Ja Morant is saying he's not getting traded from Memphis.
Correct. He's saying leave me alone. I'm not going anywhere.
That's what a pigeon would say.
That's what a pigeon would say.
You can't use his words against him.
I just did. All right. Listen, never wanted him. Immature. Okay. Can't stay healthy. Dude builds a brick house. And he barely dunks anymore. So never wanted Ja Morant anyway.
Wow, never wanted
him. Never wanted him.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's another
you
list.
You know, that's easy for you to say because you do that about a lot of guys who you have no chance of getting. Mm. Just saying.
Don't come knocking at me, Ja.
Yeah. Never wanted him.
Never wanted him!
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Yesterday's NBA Finals game 6 occurred. Right?
What?
Five? What was yesterday's game?
Game 5.
5 occurred. And we had an all-star performance from an unlikely source, Jalen Williams, who's becoming a
budding
star.
Pretty likely source. He scored 25 and 3 straight.
Budding star in the NBA.
Oh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
He was an all-star.
Yeah, but if I were to tell you name 10 basketball players that are up and coming in the NBA, Jalen Williams not on the list. Not because he doesn't deserve to be, but it's just we don't hear a lot about Mr. Williams. But I'm sure that's going to change after this performance yesterday. This is him on dropping 40 points in a finals game.
Something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on, and hopefully somewhere down the line I'll have like a more fun answer for you.
Athletes. Gotta love them.
John Morant has also added, instead of focusing on the performances we've seen from J-Dub and Shea, TJ and Siakam, how the series is going, we say something negative about a city and team on a national level.
No love for Halliburton, huh?
No love for Halliburton. But he wasn't very good yesterday because he's hurt.
Limpy. He's had enough.
There was a lot of time on television. I mean, you guys did just make a big trade. Like, I would get that. Sometimes I get that argument where people are like, it's the game five of the finals. People like to be chic about that. I think that's a fair argument if you're making, like, GOAT arguments or what is Dak Prescott going to do this year? And it's, like, the day of the finals.
Yeah.
They did just trade Desmond Bane. Like, the Grizzlies are going to be a bit of a talking point, Josh. So, you know, learn the media game, dude.
All right. Fair enough.
Would you have traded for Desmond Bane? Not that much, but...
I like Desmond Bane. I actually thought, like, when the whole Jimmy thing was going on, I was like, I thought that would have been a natural swap.
He didn't want to go to Memphis, though.
He didn't want to go to Memphis. And that's actually what I mentioned today. What Josh's talking about is... Stephen A. went on First Take today, and he said that a lot of NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because it's dangerous. So that's what Ja's referring to there, I think. He's upset that Memphis is catching strays from Stephen A.
Why are they worried about Stephen A.? Do you?
Well, Ja Morant's not doing him.
Anybody drop a solitaire joke on him yet? Next show, I would have been like, oh, you're not playing solitaire today.
Stephen A. Smith said today, NBA players have told him they would feel unsafe playing in City Life Memphis. Quote, cats like Jimmy Butler and others don't feel like it's the safest environment. I'm talking to local authorities in Memphis.
Wait. We're talking about, like, the city is unsafe? That's what they're worried about? I thought it was, like, the status of Ja Morant could be a wild card.
No.
They're talking about their safety. They're worried about Memphis in that regards. Mm-hmm. Detroit exists, right? They know that that's a place where people play basketball, right? Like, this is not the only place that's like...
Yeah, but some places are big enough where all of their stuff is in the suburbs.
Memphis, so you're worried about your safety? So you can't, first of all, you're going to be.
I mean, wasn't one of John Morant's like original confrontations with a teenager at one of his parties or something like that?
Yeah, but like, this wasn't like his life was threatened. The kid got yappy while they were playing at 21.
They complained. The kid got yappy?
He got yappy. So you call that a jump shot? Things turn into a scuffle. I just think that's a horrible excuse. First of all, you're one of the tallest human beings, every basketball player, that will be in the city. Let's start with that. Second of all, you're going to be in a nice area. You're going to have drivers. You're going to have security. I just feel like to say that the city's unsafe, I don't want to go to Memphis, is a stupid. That's stupid. Philly looks crazy. Have you been to certain streets in Philadelphia? It looks ridiculous. Skid Row? Is that what it's called?
What?
Where's that place? Skid Row? Baltimore, maybe? You know, there's so many places I feel like. Memphis? God bless Grind City.
I would say this. When I think of tough places to grow up, I don't think Memphis. But
that's what I'm saying.
Where I'm from, it probably has something to do with that.
I would kind of make more right? Like, oh my God, New Orleans? New Orleans? Ninth Ward Horde? You ever heard of that guy?
Did they call you that?
No, but Dan Day, like, man. It's weird because, like, you know, when you hear me and Dan Day talk, he just know where I'm from, and he's like, I don't mess with them.
There's a story from October of 2024. Memphis is considered the most dangerous city in the U.S. to live in.
Jeez.
I actually have heard that, though.
Memphis?
Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's disappointing. That's disappointing.
Is it?
Walking in Memphis.
I like to think that there was more.
It's definitely a song. No, what do you mean? You can't. That's definitely a song.
No way.
It's a song, dude.
Mark Cone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on my blue suede tonight. Out of born rain.
That helps.
I'm walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis, huh? All right. Maybe I don't know things. Who knows?
And Jama Ridge threw a fake grenade.
just walking in Memphis.
I'm walking in Memphis. And Mark Gasol just got Fizdale fired.
Really? We're going back to the Gasol days?
Zach Randolph. I'm walking in Memphis. Did you know Justin Timberlake was a part owner?
Oh, that's right. That is right.
He has a golf tournament there, too.
I thought that's why Jimmy would have gone there. Remember my yeah. Terrible theory that I thought that Justin Timberlake was tampering with the Heat. I thought that he would have liked Memphis because he could have been like 2 seconds away from Nashville to go do his country album.
Mm. Right.
Oh, well.
Any water in Memphis? No, right?
Mm.
That's the problem. You need a place with water.
You know what it is?
Mm?
Home of the Blues.
It's true.
Walking in Memphis.
I gotta hear that song now at this point.
I'm gonna hear this in my head.
Just gonna be watching the final. Walking in Memphis.
Do you have anything else in the mixed bag?
I got Halliburton on deciding to play.
All right,
let's hear it.
The finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete. You know, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So, you know, they understand that and, you know, is what it is. And, you know, got to be ready to go for game six.
Yep. I mean, like, look, that's.
I mean, but that's what people want to hear, right? Like, people at this point don't really care how much he's hurt. Right? Because I always think of the Jay Cutler thing. Right? We trashed him before, everybody trashed him for being soft before they even knew what was wrong. And that's the kind of the same thing that they would say about Tyrese Halliburton is that he's soft,
mm-hmm.
even though something could really be wrong.
Remember Goron? After Goron got hurt, his foot blew up and then he tried to play in that game six. He just had nothing.
Right. But so my question is that. Or, like, so how do we look at that? The only thing that is not a smart decision, or, oh, yeah, he's giving us everything, even though he's not productive.
I got to be honest with you, dude. When I saw it was a calf and how many Achilles it feels like there's been lately, I was like, because that's exactly what happened to Durant, remember?
Yeah. They all start off as calf injuries, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I was like, uh-oh.
Remember, originally they called it a quad. Then they said calf.
He's not walking in Memphis because he's got a tight calf.
He's limping in Memphis.
All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.